Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 878, visible translated text is as follows. Examination showed plainly that it had not begun to dissolve, or at least only a very slight degree, and it indicated that the process of digestion had not gone on to any extent at the time this girl was rendered unconscious at any rate. I wish further to state that on examination, Mary Fagan's stomach, I found that the starch she had eaten had not even the beginning of alteration. There were a few of the starch cells which had not even the beginning of the process of digestion, having changed into the substance called starch dextrine. But these were very much rarer than is the case in a normal stomach, and in the contents are exposed to the action of the digestive fluids for something like, say, 50 or 60 minutes. The contents taken from the little girl's stomach were examined chemically, and the result of the chemical examination showed that there were only slight traces of the first action of the digestive juices on the starch, thus confirming my microscopic examination, and showed clearly that only the very beginning of digestion had proceeded in this case. As I was saying, of even greater importance in this matter, it was found that there were 160 cubic solids, or about 5.5 ounces of total contents remaining in the stomach, and after an ordinary meal of cabbage and bread, this is not the case. Under ordinary conditions, we get out perhaps on an average of something like a thimble from 50 to 60 or 70 cubic centimeters, or say from a half to a third of what was found in this case, and it was plainly evident that none of this material had gone into the small intestine, because that was examined for it from the mouth out to the beginning of the large intestine, which is many feet away from it in the neighborhood of something like 25 feet away. And there was very, very little food found in the small intestine. None at all. As a fact, in the small intestine, which showed clearly, as I have said, that the contents of the stomach had not begun to be pushed on into the small intestine at the time that death occurred. This pushing on begins in about half an hour after such a meal as this, and by the time an hour is reached, the greater part of what is introduced into the stomach is already down in the small intestine, so that it becomes very clear from this that digestion had not proceeded to any extent at all. The above testimony of Dr. Harris was objected to when offered because the same was argumentative. It was not, as Movent contends, a statement of fact, scientific or otherwise, from which the jury could for themselves draw conclusions, but was a mixture of facts and arguments. The court declined to rule out this testimony and declined to force the witness to abstain from arguments and state the facts. This argument of the witness was clearly prejudicial to the defendant, and failure to rule out the testimony was error. 21. Because the court permitted the witness C.B. Dalton to testify over the objection of defendant, made when the evidence was offered and before cross-examination, that the testimony was irrelevant, incompetent, immaterial, and illegal, dealt with other matters than the issues on trial and was prejudicial to the defendant's case, that he knew Leo Frank, visited the National Pencil Co.'s plant, and saw Frank 3, 4, or 5 times, that he was in the office of Leo Frank, that he has been there 3 or 4 times with Miss Daisy Hopkins, and at these times Frank was in his office, that the witness had been in the basement, going down the ladder, that Frank knew he was in the building, but does not know whether Frank knew he was 58,